Alright mate, so am I mad to think my missus can't drive? I have now been dating a girl for the best part of 3 years. Despite a bumpy ride to start with, we have figured out each other's tipping points and get on in the main very well. I have known her I've never ever seen her drive a car since I've known her. Never seen a license. At the start of our relationship, she said she had a Merc that was broken down at her work, and a guy she knows at work was trying to fix it eventually, but to no avail after about 3 months. So I never actually seen a car despite going round to hers in that time. Now she gets a lift to the station off her dad every morning and commutes to work on the train, and then gets picked up again overnight. She is adamant she can drive and has had a car. She says she's a nervous driver since an incident a few years ago, and has said on numerous occasions she is saving for a car and wants to take some advanced driving lessons before getting a car again. I've asked a number of times why she doesn't drive and how, etc., all to be met quite defensively. I even fronted her fully on it once, saying I don't think she can, and she basically said I was mad, untrusting her, etc. I can really see a future with this girl, but in fairness, I'm not willing to be up at 6 a.m. every day to take her to the station like her dad does. Any advice appreciated, up the Reds.
Something dark's happened there, hasn't it? She's fucking run over a kid or something. Maybe a cat.
Wow. I didn't think that's where we were going with this.
I didn't think that's where we were going. I thought he was just a liar.
But I'm into it, Rob.
It's not something you need to lie about, though, really. He's not going to go, oh, I'm heartbroken, and I thought you were a driver. You know, if she come clean after like a first couple of months, there's something dark going on here. And I think he has to be more sensitive with her about it.
Do you? So you think that she's had some trauma? She's killed someone accidentally or something?
Yeah, she has. She has, yeah. Might have just been a fucking cat, but you know, still.
I mean, you don't even have to stop a cat.
Sorry?
If you've run a cat over, you can carry on. If you run a dog over, you've got to stop.
Wasn't I with you on the motorway, Neil? Didn't I squash a squirrel or something once?
It was horrendous, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I felt very bad, didn't I, to be fair to me?
Yeah, he killed, a gutman resulted in roadkill of some description. It was furry and it was small, and it was a horrible ba-dum-dum as it went. I mean, there was no shadow of a doubt that it went under the wheels. It was like a mobile speed bump.
This has gone a lot darker and a lot crazier than I thought. Early doors here. Did you stop to see what it was you killed?
No, he's going 70 in the motorway.
I was doing 71 miles an hour.
Watch out there, Roberto.
I was. I don't speed anymore. Learned my lesson. You kill too many small animals.